From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado Democrats are set to gather in Loveland Saturday to elect their final group of delegates to the National Convention in Philadelphia this summer. Benta Berkland talked to Colorado Chairman Rick Palacio about the process and divisions within the party.
Colorado Democrats will have 78 delegates going to the National Convention. Explain the selection process.
It started at the caucus level to elect delegates to the 64 county conventions. There's a presidential preference poll at each county. We elect delegates to the congressional district conventions and then on to the state convention, which is this weekend. So this weekend we'll be electing 14 at-large delegates for Senator Sanders and Secretary Clinton, depending upon the presidential preference poll that will be taken as you walk into the convention on Saturday morning.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won by a pretty wide margin in the Democratic caucus on March 1st. How will that translate to the number of delegates he picks up at the state convention?
Colorado, like every other Democratic electing state, is a proportional delegate allotment system. So Senator Sanders won with about 60%, and I think that it'll roughly be in that 55 to 60% in the range of delegates that he has allotted once we're through this process on Saturday.
And these delegates will be bound to a particular candidate?
We don't have a formal binding process. What we call them are pledged. So they're pledged delegates. So at any point along the way, a delegate theoretically could change their position and go to a different candidate.
Democrats have 12 superdelegates, and that's more than Republicans have on their side. Most are backing Secretary Hillary Clinton. How are they selected, and do you think it's a good thing?
The reason that superdelegates, or what they call them, are unpledged delegates, exist, it goes back 30 or 40 years within the Democratic Party, basically to make sure that elected officials that are well-known within the community don't have a leg up on the competition to become delegates or to be elected delegates. Many have pledged early support to Secretary Clinton long before this contest even began. I think that they're all going to vote for whomever our nominee is.
The Denver Post first reported that projections from Colorado's caucus misreported the number of delegates coming out of there. Did that change the narrative at all coming into this state assembly?
The reporting error was only a reporting error for caucus night. It was not used in any official tabulation of allocation of delegates. So the allocation of delegates has been correct all along the way. And what we saw out of caucus night was roughly a 60-40 split, and at every contest along the way, we see again that 60-40 split in favor of Senator Sanders, and I predict that's going to be the same case at the state convention on Saturday as well.
With the superdelegates coming into play, do you think it's possible Bernie and Hillary will tie in the number of delegates coming out of Colorado?
Some of our unpledged delegates are still neutral. I haven't done the math to figure out one way or another who is going to be the winner. I think there is a scenario where Bernie and Hillary come out equal. I think there's also a scenario where Bernie comes out with more delegates at the end of the day as well.
What do you say to Bernie supporters who feel like, hey, it should be more set in stone when someone's doing well in the caucus? The delegate allocation maybe just doesn't seem fair.
Well, I would remind people and say again, there's never been an instance where superdelegates have changed the direction of a campaign or the nomination process. And that's not going to happen again in 2016. So 2016, what you'll see, not just in Colorado, but around the country, is Democrats are going to come together, and that's not just the pledged delegates, but the unpledged delegates as well, to support our nominee and make sure that we're united as we go into this November's election.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Rick Palacio, Colorado Chairman of the Democratic Party. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.